Hey, it is Randy Miles back with Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. And Mansa, we're going to talk about something that I think everyone has experienced in a negative way, one way or another, including yours truly, staying up at night, worrying about debt. So that's what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, we're talking about, you know, home ownership and that type of thing. And Randy, this is a very exciting time for working class Americans. I mean, the economy is changing. I think there's going to be more opportunities. Wages are definitely going up now, and there's pressure for those wages to increase in the future. But, you know, it really doesn't matter how much money you have or get. It's right. What you do with it that counts.
There you go.
Right? So what we've been about in all our time here on Take Control Tuesday is helping people achieve financial well-being, a sense of where they're in control of their money, and money's not in control of their life. So we have a saying, you either control your money or your money will control you. Or lack thereof, however you want to look at it.
Exactly, right? Exactly.
So let's talk about one of the things that impacts our life, our health, and our well-being, as you said, is debt. And here's one of the things about debt. Debt is very seductive. I mean, in the fullest sense of that word, you know, you kind of get drawn in and end up doing things that you hadn't planned on doing at the time.
For sure.
But because of situations, circumstances, and et cetera, you have given consent and participate fully in the activity. Now, what debt is a pledge of your future life force to do what it takes to satisfy the obligation, right? If I get a mortgage and I got a 30-year mortgage, and that mortgage payment's $1,000 a month, I'm promising that for the next 360 months, I'm going to pay that $1,000.
Yeah.
And I also implied what that promise is, I'm going to do whatever it takes to get that $1,000 in order to pay that mortgage, right?
Right.
And that's
right.
Your time, talent, and energy. That's your life force. The other thing to understand, there's good debt and bad debt. For example, buying a house using a mortgage may be a form of good debt. Going out and jacking up a credit card at a designer shoe store might be a form of bad debt.
Yeah, I think so.
So here's the thing. Debt is easy to get into. It's especially easy to get into if it's tied to a need.
Yeah.
If your car breaks down and you need to get a car.
Right.
Which means you've got to go out here and get a car loan, right?
Right.
It's easy to get in debt. But here's the thing. I said tied to a need, not to a want. You need a car. You don't need an Escalade.
Exactly. There's a difference.
Right. And there's a huge difference in the payment of how much of your future life force are you promising to tie to this vehicle. But here's what we think about. It's only X dollars per month. Yeah, right. We figure we can fit that into our budget somehow, and that's how we look at it. Not as the whole debt. So we wrap up with this. The simplest rule of thumb, stay out of debt. Yeah. You're the only one that can put you in debt, assuming there's not some legal judgment from a partnership or some other unique circumstance. You're the one that signs on the dotted line. You're the one that slaps down the credit card. That's you. Stay out of debt. Increase your freedom when you do that.
Wow. That just hit me in the heart. Mansa, you can find all of your information on MoneySmartLife.org. And also for archives, head over to my website, TakeControlTuesday.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you.